Friday, the 19th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Today, we're going to look forward to Sunday's Gospel. And of course, on Sunday, we're going to hear the story of the calling of the first disciples from Mark's Gospel. So last week we were remembering yesterday, last week we heard about the calling of the disciples or the first encounter of some of those disciples in John's Gospel. And we see Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, having an encounter with Jesus. And a little later in that Gospel, which we didn't talk about yesterday, we actually see Andrew going to his brother and saying, "We have found the Messiah," and taking Simon to Jesus. And so we see Jesus and Simon Peter meeting each other for the first time. So, in this Gospel, it's a little further on in time. And we know that because when you listen to the Gospel is going to start not with the calling of the disciples, but with something quite terrible. It starts with the arrest of St. John the Baptist. So, after John the Baptist had been arrested, then Jesus goes into Galilee and starts to proclaim the good news. And then we get the story of the calling of the disciples. So, as he was walking along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew. So remember, he's met them already, casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of people." That means people who can catch all of us in their nets, huh? And at once they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And they too were in their boats, mending their nets. And he called them at once. And leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they went after Jesus. So, what I want you to do now is just close your eyes and let's imagine ourselves into the scene. To start with, just imagine the feeling of standing in a rocking boat. What do you think it feels like to be on a boat in the sea? And a little fishing boat, not a great big modern cruiser, but a little fishing boat. Every time somebody sits up or stands down, or sits down, sorry, the boat moves. Every time you take a step, the boat moves. Even if you're sitting still, the waves and the wind make the boat rock. So if you've never stepped into a small boat before, I can tell you now you can fall over very easily. You can fall over in the boat, and you can also fall over out of the boat. I have done both. So we imagine that uneven, wobbly boat, and we're in it. Then we maybe imagine what we can smell. The smell of fish and the smell of the sea. Maybe we put our hand over the side of the boat and we feel the cool water in our fingers. And then we imagine the brothers working together, Andrew and Simon, who's going to become Simon Peter. As they work in the boat, as they lift up the nets and cast them over the side, we feel the boat moving. Maybe you help them lift up the nets. Just think about how the nets would feel in your hands. Coarse rope with lots of salt and wet and water and fish scales maybe in it. A bit uncomfortable, a bit smelly. So they're working, catching fish. And as they're sitting there working, Jesus comes walking. And they recognize him when they see him. And Jesus calls to them and says, "Come, come follow me, and I will make you into fishers of people." Just for a moment, imagine what went on in their hearts. Come follow me. Leave your boat and your nets and your work and your fish behind. Leave your homes and your family. Come and follow me. Come and do something new with your life, Jesus is saying to them. What do you think they were feeling and thinking? Then imagine Jesus looks at you. And Jesus says to you, "Come, follow me." What would you feel? Maybe imagine climbing out of the boat, leaving the boat behind, going walking through the water until you reach the shore, and then walking with Jesus, and just sharing with him whatever is in your heart, and listening. Perhaps Jesus will say something to you today. So we pray, Lord, may we hear you when you call us, and may we respond as your disciples did. Amen.